is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Everybody, it is December 30th, 2021. This is Geeks Next Door, episode number 295. The one where me and Dave wish you a happy new year and everybody else is not here. What's going on, yeah. Buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Yeah?
It's too busy. They're too busy. Too busy. Life's
That's
too hard.
Fun. Hey, I understand, man. It's Christmas season. It's holiday season. It's the New Year's season. People got shit to do, you know? So what you been up to? I know you've been off work for a few days, so
yeah, we've been a lot of playing, a lot of Lego, a lot of Minecraft, a lot of everything, man. We've just been up early playing all day.
Is he into Minecraft a lot?
Oh yeah. But he just wants to build stuff. He likes to build. He's like, I'm going to build a house, and I'm going to build, like, the block, and then I'm going to build, like, McDonald's over here, and I'm going to build some streetlights. And then it's like, basically just, it's like Lego, where you just, like, build an adventure and then make the story up as you want. And
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to put a bunch of guys around here. And, yeah. So yeah. It's, he doesn't want to play the adventure part because it's like, I don't want to, because that's someone else is making a story up with me.
Well, I never really loved that part either. I was always the builder guy. I liked building. It was fun. So.
Right.
Okay, cool. Is that new, or has he been doing that for a while?
Oh, he's been doing that for a while, and then it's like, play Lego games, play some car racing games that he got on Christmas, but yeah, a lot of Lego, man. He got a ton.
Really? What's being built? I mean, I it's foreign to me, the concept, but I'm curious what's being built right now.
Like the Mandalorian ship. Some, and then he got a couple sets from earlier. He got one of the tanks from like the Clone Wars tanks, and then he got looks newer, but I'm not sure. I didn't watch the Clone Wars super perfectly, so I couldn't remember if it was a Clone Wars ship or anything like that. He got some Jurassic World stuff. Which is fun to combine Jurassic World stuff with Star Wars stuff, and then you're like, oh, cool, now I got some dinosaurs in space flying around with lasers and helmets on and stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, like, but a lot of those things. And then you just got some Minecraft sets and stuff like that, which is fun. So
that's cool. I would always know Leander had gone off and played on his own when all the bad guys from the advent calendar had all their arms and legs were tore off.
Like, right, yeah.
Well, I guess they got beat. He's like, yeah, those guys got beat.
Yeah, they got beat.
Right,
exactly.
It looks like Ryan's trying to join. Is that a thing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just can't see you.
I don't know why my video is not working, but it's not.
Oh, otherwise I would have welcomed you. What's going on, guy?
Yep.
Not too much.
Probably your camera.
There's a virus, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a software issue. They almost always are.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll assume here, let me paste a picture of you. And
yeah,
there
right
go.
Over it.
There you go. I mean, it's the lower part of you with no pants on, but it'll do for now. So
that's all that really matters.
How was how was your Christmas? I don't care what your technical issues. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good. Oh, fixed it, fuckers.
Oh, because you tried to blur out the background. That's why I don't.
No, worry. I added that to make it work by just messing with it. Anyways, my Christmas was pretty good. Yeah. What do? We went to Wisconsin and.
Ooh, scary.
Did Christmas there. It was pretty fun. We stayed in a hotel because that house is getting full. The kids. The nephew's getting big, and the neighbor, like, hooked us up with a free hotel because they work at a hotel in the city, and, like, people don't use the hotels, and they get free hotels, so we just...
Was it a Marriott?
I don't even know what it was. I never went in the... I always went in the side door. I don't even... It's like some, like, It's a local hotel. It's some non chain.
Wisconsin's best hotel.
The local.
Well, I mean, Elkhart Lake's like a big resort town because people go there for racing and stuff like that.
Elkhart Lake?
Yeah, Elkhart Lake.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Someone says it's a big resort town. I'm like, like Talladega seems like a big resort town for racing.
Yeah, but that's true. But me and you don't go racing much. So I mean, we used to. We used to be racers, but now we're
more.
If you were into racing, or you probably would have heard of Elkhart Lake. You're like, oh yeah, Road America, huh?
Yeah, like Peter is really into building driving vehicles for mud. I guess that's kind of like and racing them, you know, in the mud tracks.
Okay, sure.
And he's
sure.
There's a great course up near Duluth. I'm going to be there in like a week and do it. I'm like, there is? Okay, I don't know this shit.
Peter Burke?
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot to talk about, and we got our New Year shit, and we got stuff that we watched. Well, some of us watched. But we still got Christmas to talk about because we had our Christmas episode. But we never got Christmas. So, Dave, did you get anything awesome for Christmas besides gift cards?
I got a new Dune shirt, which was pretty good.
Sweet.
And yeah, I got a new pan for cooking, which is like an Adam thing, but I love it. It's awesome. I didn't really ask for much anything. I just said like I didn't. We got an Instapot too. So. But, yeah, nothing too crazy.
Okay. What about you, Ryan?
I also didn't get anything too crazy. It felt like we, you know, as it should be, there was like 800 to 1 kid gifts to parent gifts. But I got a water, some thoughtful gifts. I got like one of those kettles, electric kettles to heat up water so I can drink my hot water.
So you can drink your hot water.
I drink hot water a lot. Like I'll put it in the microwave, and I got a tumbler, which is like with insulated sides, and then like I already had that, and then I got this kettle that heats up water so that I can put it in my tumbler so it stays nice and hot and I can sip it when I want to have my hot water.
Can we go back and address the fact that you're drinking hot water? you could just add tea to it. Can't you just add like tea bag in there? You could literally add a tea bag to your life.
You could.
Like you normally do. And you could have any flavored hot water and it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's like that except for without the tea bag.
Like what are you trying to like what benefit are you trying to get?
Hot water.
The benefit is it quenches thirst.
Okay.
One, two, it warms your body, and three, sipping a hot beverage is a enjoyable ritual action. Just you know what I mean? Okay. It's like so there's three things that I get out of my hot water.
Okay.
All right.
What else I get?
I don't know. That's what I'm waiting for. I feel like we've covered the hot water for enough. So. But I asked, so... Hey, Mickey, welcome, buddy.
Hey.
Oh, I haven't seen that guy in like 100 years.
We're just going over our Christmas presents, so I'm waiting for Ryan to tell me his big one. He said he had a big one at the bottom.
No, I didn't have a big one. I'm trying to think of what else. I can't even think of anything right now.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't have things that were like, oh my God. It was all a bunch of, hey, that's nice, thank you, nice, that's nice.
Yeah, that's generally what it is.
Oh, I got some heated gloves, which is pretty sweet too. Some like
do you put hot water in the side and it like?
No, these ones have like a battery and then they heat up with electricity.
There's definitely a sweet theme here.
Yeah, Ryan's cold.
Ryan is cold.
It is a thing.
Ryan is always cold. Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it was a good year then. Okay. What about you, Mickey? Did you get anything you liked or were great or awesome or you refuse presents on principle?
I don't refuse. I partake in presents.
Of course you would. Of course you would. It's like he doesn't take a hard stance on it. He would be like the hard stance like, I hate Christmas. I ain't gonna get you anything. If you get me something, I'll deal with it.
Nope, that's not me. I play other people's games.
Reindeer games. They're called reindeer games. Yeah. So what'd you get? Anything cool that you were like, this is great?
I got a pair of replica sunglasses, Luke Skywalker Star Wars sunglasses. I was thoughtful of my daughter. My mom just gives us cash every year.
Wait a minute.
What movie does he wear sunglasses?
Yeah, which movie does he wear sunglasses?
They're just little aviators that have Star Wars designs on them.
Oh, okay. So they're from, okay. So from like in the X-Wing or something.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I was like, man, I sure seen that movies a lot, man. I don't remember them wearing.
They're like, yellow. Like, they're yellow lens. They're yellow lens.
Speed. Puts on sunglasses when he gets in there. I'd be like, damn.
Lens, yellow lensed aviator glasses.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Cool.
Yeah, Oakley not, brand, not, you know. Yeah, not like the movie when he takes his Oakleys off. And like, I always wear Oakleys when I go fight Sith.
And he sips his Coronas. Since his Coronas is ready.
Don't be dumb. Those aren't Oakleys. Those are Ray-Ban.
Oh, Ray-Ban. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no. So that was thoughtful of her, though. My mom gives us money every year. And my dad...
it's also thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah, very thoughtful. And my dad takes us out somewhere. You know, this year we went skiing, which we did yesterday.
So. Okay, cool. What about... I mean, this is more of a... You're right, it's more for the kids. So is there anything that the kids got that they were like, this is amazing?
From us?
Yeah. Or from anybody. From anybody. I mean...
My mom's big tradition is, and we have one small child in our family for my biggest Christmas is at my mom's house with my sister and stuff. But my niece has a 3-year-old daughter, and it's the first great granddaughter of my mom, who's the matriarch of this family. And her tradition is for the kids that she buys them a box and puts like 50 presents in it that are all individually wrapped. So this giant box is wrapped in a giant present, and then you open it up. And, like, I don't know, 2/3 of the presents are wrapped, and the other stuff is just little fun stuff you find at whatever knick-knack store you're at that day. And so everybody got to watch her for about, I don't know, 45 minutes. But all she right. loved it.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. All right. What about Griffin? Anything that he's like, yeah, this is great. Woohoo.
We got a new tablet. Like, we got him a... Because his old tablet was just getting old. So got him a new tablet. And a bunch of new, yeah, it's like I said, like, he got so much Lego, dude, like, ridiculous amounts. So it's like, we had to start building those right away. And then I'm like, oh, we can, let's build it. And then if you want to take it apart, that's all you. We can keep the instructions, but if you want to mix it all together, we can. All he really cares about is literally making guys and then setting up adventures of those guys doing shit. So
that's cool.
I'm probably just going to have to go and just buy a million guys.
Yeah. That's a good idea. A million guys is always a good idea.
Right.
You can't have an army without guys.
Right.
How many guys did the Adiac come with?
Like 4.
Yeah, oh. It's like it's never that many guys. Not that many. Like if you want guys, like just pick up the random guys that are in the whatever the miscellaneous pack things are pretty good deal.
You can also get them.
You do get up a lot of doubles.
You can get a lot of cheap ones on Bricklink, like $2 guys, and you get like 10 of them, and then pay $5 for shipping. Then you get 20 guys right. or 10 guys for $1.50 each or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
And then you got some pack of like dudes really cheap 1 year, like a big ass bag of Lego guys. I don't remember where. But yeah, if I figure it out, I'll
if you get them used, there you can find used ones pretty well. Yeah, that's
But then every year he asks for something weird. Like it started when he was like 3. He was like, "Hey, I want a brown school bus," and then we were like, "Oh fuck!" And then Tiffany found a school bus and then spent time painting it to paint it so it would be a brown school bus. And then like this year, I think he wanted something that had like clothes that had Bigfoot on it. And we're like, oh fuck! She found some clothes where Bigfoot is riding like a dinosaur or something. We really like that, and some Spider-Man Venom gear clothes stuff. So yeah, but yeah, it was good overall, man. It was a fun year.
Okay, how about June and Leo? Do they partake still, or are they like, you know what? Fuck this, Dad. Just give us gift cards and iPads.
No, they definitely partook. Although they had more like adult like desires. So like June got her big gift was a phone, and oof. She was very happy to have it.
Oh fuck, Rand!
She's excited about it. You know,
keep that kid off social media. Tell me,
we all already offended her on Facebook.
She's being selective, but she does use Messenger and stuff, which is actually kind of fun because she'll send messages and texts and like send messages to mom, hey, can you pick this up while you're out, you know, and stuff like that. You don't even talk to me because if Amber's out or something, she'll just send a message. Can you bring home some of this? And it's like, what are you sending your text to? Oh, I'm just asking mom to get me more chips. And you know, stuff like that.
She does know that's not how real life works, right?
Just text it actually kind of is. I don't know. But, and then, so that was her big gift. And she got a bunch of other little things, some decorations for her room and stuff like that. And then Leo got a gaming monitor. And, like, one of those, like, one was a little curve. I mean, it's not, like, an amazing, it's a pretty nice monitor, though. It's got a curve, and it's better than his laptop monitor. And then it went along with one of those glowing keyboards and mice, you know, the ones that have, like, the backlight. So they just look cool. I mean, it's a fine quality, but it looks cool.
That's neat.
It gets Leo excited. So he was pretty dang stoked about that. They got a bunch of other stuff, too, but those are the big ones that really...
Just the standouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your kids?
Adonis and Leander, they wanted those Magic Mixies for the longest time. And we What's got them. You don't know what it is? It's a like a cauldron, a plastic cauldron. And it's supposed to be a process. You fill it with water. You put all this like chemical stuff that makes it do shit, and it starts smoking. And after it smokes, there's a mechanism that like a stuffed animal comes out. So it's like you're creating a stuffed animal. They are sold out everywhere. I found one. I think I talked about this somewhere. It was like, Target in St. Paul or something. I found one. But anyways, so and everyone had said it's not the toy that's cool. It's the experience, because this is like a one-time experience, and they're like $60 each. And I had to get one for each kid. And Amy dressed up like kind of like a fortune teller. And she was like using an accent. She's like, I am.
Whoa. Quick question.
Yeah.
Sexy fortune teller?
No, it was the boys.
Racist
fortune teller.
She's like, just had to get my mind right.
She's like,
this.
I am Madam Mixie. And then Adonis was like, all taken aback. He's like, no, that's mom. And I'm like, no, that's Madam Mixie. And he's like, nah, man, that's mom.
Are you fucking trying to mess with me?
And we're reading the instructions and going through it, and he left and went in his bedroom and cried. He was like scared. He was like, "That's mom, right?" I was like, "Yeah, buddy, it is. She's just doing a performance. It's fun." But
did he get it eventually, or was he?
It was just a sec. Just took a second. But so he went back and did it, and Leander's like opened too quick, so he missed half of it. But he's the one who really wanted it. But, you know, they did it. They had fun. You can buy a refill later if you want for it. But that was their big thing. And then we watched Shang-Chi on December 23rd, right?
Yep.
December 22nd. December 23rd, we went shopping, and they saw these Shang-Chi sticks. I think I told you guys, but maybe I didn't. They wanted them. It was December 23rd. I couldn't buy them there. December 24th.
What are Shang-Chi sticks again?
They're just little toy sticks that he fights with, you know?
Mm. And okay. Shang-Chi at the end. I don't even remember them being that. Like, were they super relevant, or were they just.
When
like,
they fight the battle of the dragon, they all use the sticks, you know, with the dragon scales on the end. And they're using.
Called marketing.
Yeah. But, anyways, so 24th. I was like, fuck it. You know what? I went for my run. They had them at Walmart. On the way back from my run, I stopped at Walmart. I'm sweating. They have two of them, but it's Christmas Eve at Walmart. I hate Walmart on a good day, but Christmas Eve, oh my God, it sucked. By the time I left there, I was cold because I expected just to stop and finish my run home, and I was cold. But so I'm running down the road with two Shang-Chi chicks, one in each hand. And they really like those. They've been fighting each other with those.
Worth it?
Oh, yeah. Everything's worth it. You know, every little thing is worth it. But two quick anecdotes from our Christmas Eve, where we do our, like, our whole family gets together. We do our, like, white elephant game, kind of, except for instead of that, we just buy cheap shit. You know, everyone roll the dice. If you roll doubles, you take a present. After that, you roll the dice again. If you get doubles, you get to steal somebody's presents. So you end up with like five or six pieces of shit, things you don't really want. Adonis he rolled. It took us a long time. He finally rolled. They rolled some stuff. But stealing, he rolled right away. And the first thing he went for was this giant jar of peanuts. And I mean, it's one of those big jars. And he goes and gets it. Not the little jar, big fucking jar. And he's like, "These are my peanuts. I get to eat all these peanuts." I said, "I know, man. Because do you remember being a kid and you didn't have anything that was yours? And then you get like a case of pop or something that's all yours. And you're like, holy shit, this is all mine." So I thought it was cool seeing right. that in him. And Amelia, or oh fuck, Leander got these for real pets that he wanted. That they're a dog and a cat combo. You put them on leashes, you walk them around, they go roof roof, blah blah blah. And that's not that important. What was important is I was amazed how fast that Leander accepted that he took the one he wanted and he gave the other one to his brother. And that's just the way it was. He's like, "You get one, I get one," even though that was his present. He decided it was a dividing present, and then because he didn't need two, so that was kind of cool.
Okay.
And the only thing that was really fun from that night was Amelia unlocked a VHS or unwrapped a VHS tape of
Let's
like
be honest, same thing.
Yes, a VHS tape of like I don't know Saturday Night Fever or something. And she opened it. And she said, "I don't know what this is," and I was like, "Oh, I'm old." She had no idea what a VHS tape was.
Wait, why did she unwrap a VHS? Was it like
it's
a
part of the game? It's part of the game.
Oh,
did
you part of the game. Come
remember
on,
the game? Did you hear the game I just said? Did you hear the game?
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
It's a game. All right, it's part of the game.
No, why is your VHS like?
Because it's ridiculous. Because
that's what you do. You okay. put shit like that in this game.
Okay.
And a jar of peanuts.
No. So the peanuts like sort of random, and the VHS is more random.
Well,
so
things just usually go back multiple years, so this has been in the game every 4 years for the last 10 years or something. I don't know, something like that. Doesn't matter. So that was their kind of fun Christmas stuff. They, you know, they get too much. They don't need as much. But Adonis really likes his Mario Lego, where it's a little game. You run around, you get the coins, you jump to the next thing, you jump to the next thing. I think it's interesting, but what's really interesting to me is it knows what color. Like, the little guy has a sensor on the bottom, and it knows what color you're on. So if you're on, like, a purple brick, that's poison, and you die. If you're on a yellow brick, you're fine, you hop along, and then it's kind of interesting. So, anyways, you get to put courses together and do stuff. It's fun.
Do you have a battery in it?
Yeah. It's just a little, just the little guy has a battery in it. The rest is just sensors, kind of, so. Yeah.
Is it got a screen? I'm not getting this one.
Yeah, it's too much to explain.
Yeah,
I'll explain it to you.
It's complicated, yeah. Ryan. You should.
You gotta see it to believe it.
I'll just Google it, fine.
Or you can just wait till Tuesday and see it.
Ryan, you need to learn more about the game. Just try to do it a little more often.
Anyways, it was fun. I'm glad you guys had a good year, too. And we need to talk about what we're doing, if we're doing anything for Tuesday or not, so. But we should talk about first, unless somebody's got something else, but there was a show last night that was really fucking fun to watch, and I wasn't super looking forward to it, but if you watched it, I'd like to talk to you about it.
Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai, season 5. Yep.
Mickey just wears sunglasses. Branded sunglasses. He doesn't actually partake in any of the adventures.
Is it, did they release the
whole Cobra Kai
season?
Is tomorrow, dude.
Oh.
And why would we all be like, "Yes, woo, about that life"?
Why
no.
wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you?
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Oh, that show's out already.
And yeah. I was not looking forward to Boba Fett that much. Amy even said, "Are you excited?" I was like, I'm not. I mean, it'd be interesting, but I'm not like, "Oh my god, it's coming out." But,
to the point where it's like we wanted there. It's like both of them were like, "Hey man, is there more Boba Fett?" I'm like, "No, it's once a week, man." Yeah. They're like, "Man,
Disney."
Just after,
like, come on.
Just with the opening scene, I was like, "Oh shit, they're doing this! It's gonna be great!"
Right?
They didn't have
the gauntleted hand.
Patton Oswalt.
Burst from the sand. Patton Oswalt. Burst from the sand.
They didn't have to explain anything either. You just knew what was happening right away.
Like, yeah. I literally, it said on there, when it said, like, whatever, screenplay or written by John Favreau, I'm like, "The fuck did you write, buddy? Dude, there's, like, probably, like, you know, 3 or 4 pages of dialogue." It's such a Western in that sense where it's just like, you're like,
Yeah, and half the dialogue is gibberish.
Yeah.
You knew what's going on, except for Amy, who was sometimes like, What planet are we on again? I was like,
if it has two suns.
There's only one. There's only one with two suns.
There's only one planet that has two suns.
But people have been kind of asking for Boba Fett. How did he get out of the Sarlacc pit? It was fucking. I didn't expect them to be. It was mostly in the past, which is kind of cool. So it was really fun to watch that whole thing.
It was. Absolutely was. It burned his way right out of that thing.
Wait. Yeah.
I got nothing else to say about it. Otherwise, it was fucking fun.
I got one more episode of Hawkeye.
That was really fun, too.
It's not complete. It's not a complete show, right?
It's a complete show. It is, It's complete.
Well, we'll find out. I got one. I guess it seems like it's not going to be able to resolve as much as going on with one episode left, but we'll see.
Well, there'll be spin-off series.
I did think, so far I think the show's quite good. And then I watched The Wheel of Time.
No, go back. Tell me about Hawkeye. Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts and impressions and questions? Because I know, do you want to know what universe we're in? Or is it DC or Marvel? Do you want me to help out?
I'm pretty good. I'm a like a high level nerd. You guys are just like Ubers. I'm sorry, it's just true.
A high level nerd would know what planet they're on in Boba Fett.
That's only from your uber white ivory tower perspective.
You saved it by saying white tower instead of white person. That was good.
Right.
I appreciate
a white, our white tower, but we're not allowed to be there because we're not.
Say Endor.
We're not women.
That's right.
Ooh, see, that's a.
Say Endor. For you.
Endor.
So
no, it's Tatooine.
You fool!
I just wanted you to be pleased with me meeting you.
So the female antagonist in there, Echo, in Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked Echo? About that. Well, that's her.
They never say her name.
Sorry.
They never
say her name. Her name is Maya, I guess. But
yes, and they literally the title of one of the. You probably don't watch the titles of the episode, do you? The titles of the episode are like they're really good. The titles of the episodes are really interesting because they play on what the episode's going to be about, and they may mean something when you first start, but when you by the end, you know.
Well, anyways, she's getting her own show, so you have more to look forward to. Don't worry.
That's interesting. Yeah, I thought the show's good. I like the Christmas theme to a show was actually kind of fun.
I think so. I mean, it's great. I love it.
I almost wonder if it'll feel like you could rewatch it around Christmas.
Yeah,
for multiple years. I'm not sure, but I suspect it might be a fun little sort of Christmas option. But it also I don't know. It hit the right notes with being connected to the universe, but enough, but also standalone enough, and not too. I guess overreaching. See, sometimes I feel like they're trying it too hard. It didn't seem like they're trying too hard. They just nailed it like right in the sweet spot.
Well, you haven't watched the last episode, right?
I haven't.
Yeah, so last episode's when the dragon that eats the universe comes out of them.
They're like, yeah, I'm liking it. And I always like Hawkeye. I'm a big Hawkeye fan.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite. It's fun because I was just annoyed by the fact. Me and Dave talked about this that he never. Was like, listen, she was my fucking best friend. I tried to stop her, you know, like just say that quickly. Say it out quickly, you know, to her sister who like hates him.
Oh, see, yeah, they didn't. At this point, they haven't talked much.
Well, so they've had the chance. They just fought, but you could have very least backed up and been like, wait. Maybe he didn't know who
when
she
they
was.
Fought in episode 5, they didn't know. She was. There's like, this is the Black Widow. And later, he's like, oh, that was her sister. Okay.
Well, you have the last episode to get through. So.
Yeah.
We should talk again before.
Okay, yeah. Kate Bishop. Are you just saying my name a lot to know? I know a lot about you.
Kate Bishop.
All right.
I don't
know
if I love that actress for that, but.
I don't know. I think she's pretty great.
I like Kate Bishop. I don't know that I like the Russian.
A lot of people like her a lot.
Elena's going to be great.
I think she's fine. But everybody I talked to is like, oh my gosh, she was so great in this. I was like, okay. I thought she was cool and good. But yeah, they really like her.
Yeah, I guess typical Russian speakers are like, the accents, passable. You know how, because I mean, I guess like some German thing. I was, what did I read? Oh, like, because I was going to watch Terminator 2. So I was like, eh, go, because Arnold just came up, because whatever. Just quick side note, Arnold and whatever, that one, his wife for years and years, who they've been separated for like 20 years now.
Maria Shire.
Finally got a divorce after like 25 years. They've just been legally separated. But so I was like, yeah, I should watch Terminator 2 again. Yeah. I should watch Terminator 2 again, because I was like, I haven't watched that in a long time, man. And then I guess Arnold wasn't allowed to dub his own voice in German, in Austrian, because they're so good at accents in those countries. He sounds like he's from a part of Austria where he's basically a hillbilly, and they're like, we don't want a guy, fucking robot from the future, sounding like a hillbilly. So they're like, so they got someone else to dub his voice in German. Even though that's his native language, he sounds like a hillbilly.
Oh, that's cool.
Really? That's funny. I didn't know that he has a hillbilly accent.
Are you still on the last episode, or did you finish Wheel of Time?
I finished Wheel of Time, I'm pretty sure.
So we can talk about Wheel of Time. We can talk about the fucking last battle and everything, right? Yes. Finally.
Wait, the last battle? Or the first battle?
Ooh. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Mickey, you are a Wheel of Time resident expert. I know a little bit about it because I read it 16,000 years ago. Two questions. One, they should really fucking include a map. And two, anything from other books, or is it basically just Eye of the World that you saw?
No, that was book 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Parts of it.
Okay, so they kind of took little parts in and out, right?
Yeah, like Lowell wasn't in that much in that book one. He wasn't a main character until 2.
Who's Lowell?
Lowell was the Ogier.
The Ogier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big guy.
We like to talk like this, and now we know exactly where Mixie gets the voices for his turtles.
Yeah.
Lowell's awesome. He's a fan favorite. But yeah, no, they definitely were mixing more than one book. Although that was expected before they even started. They were taking 14 very large, well-worded books and turn it into 9 seasons, so they expected to bring in some storylines earlier.
Yeah, and the fucking Bard was out of there real quick. I don't know if he's coming back, but some of my favorite parts of the book was when the Bard was like teaching him how to bard and shit, and they're like, I'll teach you how to fucking go down the river and make money along the way and shit.
Tom Merlin, he's a fan favorite. He's really good.
Oh, interesting. That's such a weird name. It's almost as if it means something else.
So anyways, thoughts on the last episode, or last two episodes, or since we talked about, I think me and Dave was the last episode, but a lot of shit went down. It was kind of cool.
A lot of shit went down. I don't know, do they ever say it in the books that they're ever on Earth? I swear they're on Earth, Mickey. I swear they're on Earth.
They don't say it, but there's plenty of fan fiction stuff that's about it being Earth. Yeah, that's a pretty.
Well, because I'm saying, like, if they have multiple times, you know, like ages that happen, why would they not have multiple names that manage to make it through history and stuff like that as myth, as legend? And so I like that they showed like the last age. They're like, hey, man. It's a fucking fancy age, man. We got fucking magic. We got fucking flying cars. We got some cool ass shit.
You don't?
That was my favorite part of the show, because Amy was like, it looked like they had better technology. I was like, they had flying cars. Of course they had fucking technology.
Yeah. And then dude had to go be like, I'm going to take 100 of my dudes, and we're going to go do this thing that we think is right, and tainted everything.
I can take on anything.
Right.
Yeah.
That was interesting. It was an interesting start. I like that they're showing some of the backstory. You get a ton of that in the books. You know, they're constantly talking about everything in fine detail. So it was fun showing it on the screen too. I hope they do more of it.
I like. Yeah. Hey, why they got to make that? Why they have to make Asian people super honorable and willing to sacrifice themselves to die for something they knew they were gonna like?
They weren't even in the East.
Yeah. I know. I know. We're gonna hold. It doesn't fucking matter. Hey, we might die. Fucking cool. I'm going out in my armor.
Yeah, that was weird. Amy kept saying, like, it sounds like magic armor. Put the armor on. You'll survive. And then she was wearing it. I was like, it didn't help her much.
Everybody
else will live.
That's cool watching her burn out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fucking cool. Going like, I wouldn't need anyone who could cast magic. Because I'm going to fucking take your magic and summon it and make a giant lightning ball. I'm going to burn everyone up.
I don't think
she had no idea what she was pulling.
Yeah, I don't think she was expecting that.
I just like, I could feel everything and I want it all. I want everything.
Yeah, the two strongest women in 1,000 years, that have been born in over 1,000 years, just happened to be there. How would she know? She's used to trickles.
She done and fucked up, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. There was a lot to it. It costs a lot of money to make that show.
Yeah. And yes, sir.
You don't hear a lot about it. Is that an issue? Like, other than us, have you heard anybody talk about it?
I hear everyone complaining that in the books they make it 100% sure that it is a male because it's, you know, whatever the there is a male. It's the Siden, whatever the male part of the One Power.
Yeah.
It is a male being reborn. It is a male being reborn. We know that 100%.
But
in the books, you know pretty early with his dreams and stuff, like before he even leaves his village.
Yeah, I remember that too. It seemed like they were trying to make it very, everybody's needed. We need everybody, which is fine.
Right now, we still, like, I guess, do we still know? Like, you guys know, you read the book. I don't know that I'm certain.
Well, the Dark One was talking to him like, you're the one. Like,
it's
need
true,
you,
but like that, there also was the person who could see the future that said that these people are linked, and that's very unusual, and I've never seen that before. Well, so there's some shit that says it could be like unusual, like situation.
Oh, I completely agree with that, and I'm happy that they did something like that. So.
Do you want me to tell you what it all means?
Nope, don't say anything. Nope. no, yeah, that's fine. That's good. I like that part.
Like I mentioned earlier, they're really trying to cover as much as the future story, you know, like start playing in a lot of the bigger picture in little ways as much as they can.
Like, I actually thought when Rand went to the place and like left everybody behind to try to like prevent them from dying, which was cool, but he also was influenced by those voices in that whatever that place they were at, and those voices seemed to be potentially not trustworthy voices meant to mislead and harm. And so like I kind of was under the impression that he was like on a suicide mission because he wasn't the right one and had been tricked. And so there was a weird twist there for me. I was surprised that he actually like seemed to be able to do something there. Okay, well, that's good. I kind of expected the other people to come after him and save him or something.
Yes, but I mean, it was a large wrap-up that they did in that last episode. It was a big wrap-up of him going like, I don't know how to do this. She's like, here's this magic fucking
item.
You'll
figure it out.
You fucking channel your shit towards it. It'll make it 100-fold and stuff like that. Yeah. And
go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that's not the one guy. I'm pretty sure that's like, because they fucking talk about there's the one guy who has fucking had all the little statues, and he's like, hey man, there's a lot of Forsaken out there, which are like the fucking guy's lieutenants doing shit. I'm like, I think that's just like fucking Nazgul, man.
I don't know what you're saying there.
Earlier there was remember there was the guy who was the warder to the green chick who got like fucking stabbed into the wall. And he was all like
the one that killed himself.
Yeah, he got all sad and stuff. But when he first got back to the tower and he was in the warder section, he was all like, he had all the little statues, little figurines with kind of like little monster faces on there. And he's like burning sage or doing whatever, and he's talking about the Forsaken. Basically these are evil spirits, right? And I'm pretty sure that those are evil spirits that like work for one guy.
They're not evil spirits. They're his lieutenants. They're his top lieutenants.
Right. So they're the Nazgul, dude. They're the fucking 13 Nazgul.
Correct.
Right.
Basically. So, there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah. So I'm saying this one guy who was fucking there, man, I don't think that was the One Power at all. I think that was just a lieutenant, and they managed to, I don't even know if they managed to fucking destroy him or fucking re-put him back behind the whatever in the magic place, the veil or whatever, behind one of the various seals. It's a lot of seals that seem to lock this one thing in, and those over time will have to get broken in order for him to either come out or not.
Yeah, but we know from book 3. Oh wait, never mind. All right,
it's a pretty well done show. It's gotten better as it went along, I believe.
But my yeah, and I agree. And I enjoy watching it, and I look forward to it each week. But my point being is I haven't heard anybody talk about it.
Right.
Well, I agree with that, but at the same time, I feel like I saw a thing on Amazon that said the number one show on Amazon.
On Amazon, Prime Video. Yep.
So, like, it must...
And their biggest release.
But is that like saying, we're the number one drive time morning show between 7 and 8 a.m. in San Francisco?
I mean, I believe... I sort of am suspicious it was actually successful, and I think that it may be that...
It was.
People don't talk about it openly because... You don't talk to people that much?
You do not talk to people about Wheel of Time.
I really just wonder if it's just a matter of not like having situations where you bump into a lot of people and talk about that.
The first
you probably, I don't know.
The first week it was released, it was the highest rated streaming show that week from all platforms. It went down after that, but it had a big release at the beginning.
Sure, Mickey. We've seen where you get your numbers from, all right? Wheelotime.org.
I am surprised, though, that... Like, I suspect it's getting viewed a lot, but I'm still surprised that Amazon or whatever didn't seem to promote it as much as you'd think for such a big show. Like I would have expected, like... Even potentially, like, you know, things on regular TV commercials and McDonald's characters. Like, I could
billboard.
See them going way big on it.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money
but
on it.
It seems like they, like, just sort of said, like, enough people have Amazon devices that they're going to see our banner.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
It seems like they didn't do any extra advertising.
And maybe that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that, like, when... And maybe it's a problem of content, but because when Lord of the Rings came out, my mom knew Lord of the Rings was coming out. It was in the theater. Yeah. And McDonald's had a thing, and Burger King had a thing, and you knew Lord of the Rings was coming out. And there's merchandising. Like, what Wheel of Time were merchandising? I haven't seen anything out there. I'm sure there's a doll or something.
Oh, what if they did, like, fucking Wheel of Time, some Aes Sedai, like, tampons that turned a certain color? And then you'd be able to know what house you're in. We're watching. We're watching Harry Potter.
You're all red. Good job. Ooh, somehow you're a black. I don't know. Oh, Dave.
It's just a bad month.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm already looking forward to the next season. So, I mean, assuming they make one.
I thought it was a pretty good season. Season 2 is almost done already. Yeah. They're well into filming.
Now. I know. That was a joke.
I was a little disappointed in that last episode, though, and just from the sense that their production value went way down, I thought. I thought they could have done a lot more with it.
They spent all the money on the marauding...
Trollocs.
COVID hit at the end of filming and at the end of production, and everything got put on hold, and they kind of hurried a lot of that up on the retakes and getting it done at the end. So you could see it in the last episode.
Well, yeah, you can see they're in the Blight. Yeah, that's like a set. That's just a set. It doesn't show a massive expanse or anything like that. You're all combined, and yeah.
The entire last battle was all CGI, and before that it was all actors. They didn't have any character CGI until that last.
Yeah, you could tell the CGI was there, too. Yeah. But
it wasn't really good CGI.
I maintain, give me a fucking map. Just throw a map up in the beginning of the scene. You don't have to, like, rotate around and go dun 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 dun. But you do just have to show a map somehow. You don't need to make a weave, like, pulling at the... I skip that shit. I don't watch that shit. If you show me a map, I'll watch it.
Where you know are that they now, and how far did they have to travel to get there?
Yeah.
Then you can that actually tell that taking the ways, traveling 1,000 miles in one day is pretty impressive.
Right. Yeah.
You know that beginning music and the beginning weave thing that gets broken? Yep. That totally, the sounds and the effects there reminded me of Orphan Black a lot. And their Orphan Black lady is also the, like, that leader lady of the whatever Tinker group, you know. But even the sound effects are similar. And that was also an Amazon Prime release thing, I believe. Or probably not, but I found it weird. I think the intro is weird for this show. With the strands pulling, like it doesn't seem to fit to me. I don't know.
Well, I like the imagery. I just am bored with it. Like, do more. Like, you know, all the fun ones have shit going on, and you watch them for that reason. You're like, ooh, did it change this week, or what's going on, and where we're gonna be at? This is just I do like the imagery. But no, the lady that you're talking about, Orphan Black Lady in charge of the Tinker, she's a sound designer, and she's the one that did the sound design for both those shows, so it makes sense.
Whatever.
Okay, well, look it up. I'll wait.
I'm not even looking it up. I'm not gonna. Nice try.
But don't look it up. You won't like it.
Nice. You're not gonna win. You can't win this one. This is not a win-win situation for you. You can't manipulate me into anything here. But I do want to.
Go ahead. Just a little bit about the intro. They're representing the weaves. That's actually how the weaves are supposed to look when they weave the One Power. You know, different colored weaves for different types of elements that they're using. So that's the fact that they only show weaves as white and black kind of ruins that intro. If you're going to have the intro set up where it's just continually showing the weaving of the pattern and their use of it through the One Power, you know, you should at least have that represented through their way that they weave the One Power instead of just completely doing it differently. It loses the meaning of the intro, so I understand why.
Or talk more about it. Be like, see, and like at the first time you use it, like show a weave fire.
You gotta take fire. Yes. You gotta take this. You gotta time together to make this happen. They're not doing that at all.
Nope.
Not yet. But maybe they will when they when they go to the White Tower and start learning how to actually use it. So
could be.
Hopefully.
All
right. What are you
saying, Ryan? Nothing.
He looked up the sound design and realized I was right, and then he didn't want to talk about it because I'm right. All right. you guys watch anything else? Oh, you know what else I watched?
Huh.
Don't look up.
Don't look up.
Yeah? What'd you think?
I just saw that tonight.
I was kind of disappointed with it. Sorry. I'll let somebody else talk about it then that liked it.
What is Don't Look Up?
It's a political satire on the fact that we're all so divided that even a comet hitting the Earth would have half the party say, oh shit, there's a comet going to hit, and the other half saying, don't look up. It's not worth it. Don't believe them.
Don't believe the Democrats. Don't believe the Republicans.
I enjoyed that part, but it migrated back and forth way too much, and there were some cool parts in it. There were some funny parts, and I liked when she went home and he's like, me and your mother, that's my favorite line, is me and your mother are four of the jobs the comet will bring. He's like, the comet's going to destroy the world. There's no jobs. So, anyways. What did you think, Mickey?
I thought it was well done. I thought it was a little bit more interesting knowing that it was written and filmed before the COVID outbreak.
Yeah. This is where we're at, though, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, they really hit the fucking button when it came to taking the pulse of the nation right now, but they did it before we were even this extreme, so they filmed it with extreme satire and it was more relevant today than when they filmed it.
Yeah, and it has a big cast, fucking the guy from the Titanic and that one girl and Captain America and that one lady that's really old, that fucking
Jennifer Lawrence.
See, it's got a lot of people in it.
Thor's sister.
Yeah, sure. And Jonah Hill. I like Jonah Hill. He's always funny.
What a dick.
I know. I was happy with how it ended.
Richard Rich.
Other than what happened with the comet, I was happy with what happens to people who are dumb and mean.
Yeah.
But still, it made me sad. I don't like being sad at the end of a movie. If I'm sad at the end of a movie, you failed me. I don't want to be sad.
Is this picking a side on this, or would all parties enjoy this?
Yeah. It's a comedy that just shows how stupid we all are to each other.
Showing the nation, not really. Extremism at extreme.
Yeah.
But like a Republican would enjoy it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with party. It's all about...
They hate Democrats.
In fact, I think they kind of allude to the fact that the president's a Democrat, basically.
I just didn't know if they picked a side. if they would have made a Trump variant of this and just made fun of Trump supporters, obviously. No.
It makes fun of America. It makes fun of everybody who says I'm American. This side, and that's all that matters.
Sure. Okay.
Today's Idiocracy.
Yes, it's basically an Idiocracy for today. That's kind of what it is. It's showing how dumb we are politically.
But they made you feel like she was a Democrat the first half, and then made you feel like she was Donald Trump the second half. Yeah. I mean, it went both ways, and you hated her every time.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense in especially right now where they're putting all those compilations together where people are like, I'm not taking Trump's vaccine. And then the next sentence, take the vaccine because Trump's not in power anymore. And then you put them side to side. You're like, guys, it's the same shit. What are you doing? Stop being political. Work for the goddamn country for once. But it's worth a watch, I guess. It's like long. It's like 2.5 hours or something. It's long.
2 hours, 18 minutes.
Yeah, it's super weird. Like, number 10 on the most watched show on Netflix now is Daredevil. That's super weird. I don't know why. Does anyone know why?
That's the last thing. I was hoping that he would be in Hawkeye before the last episode. But anyways, yeah. Right. Disappointed by that part.
And at least they brought somebody in, though.
I will say, for Don't Look Up, I was really sick when I watched it, so that might have tempered my enjoyment of it. You know how you're achy and crappy and you're just laying on the couch going, just do something. So maybe that hurt.
Well, if you want to make you feel good.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for in life.
All right. Watch Jimmy Carr, man. Jimmy Carr came out, has his new Netflix one, his Dark Material. It's fucking really funny.
Okay.
Like,
are you talking a comedian?
Yeah, Jimmy Carr is a British guy. He has lots of jokes that are really, really dark, and they're really, really funny because you're just like, "Oh, that's really uncomfortable."
Ryan-like level, right?
Yeah, right. Like Ryan watched him, he would be like, "This is fucking great."
I wish he'd push the boundaries a little bit more.
Push the boundaries just a little bit. Like, he's saying things that we all say. I just want him to say things that we all believe.
Yeah. All right. I'll put that in my thing.
Yeah. Other than that, we're watching. Because Griff, he can sit through a lot longer movies and stuff like that. We're watching Harry Potter and stuff. So we're in the second one. I forgot how long that second movie was. It's like 2 hours and 41 minutes. We're like, fuck, okay, we can't sit through the whole thing. We get through 2 hours of it, and he's like, I'm pretty done.
I know.
And I'm like, yeah, it's a long movie, buddy.
I will say, speaking of Harry Potter, figures, Harry Potter sets do a really good job. Like, a $40 set will have, like, 6 figures.
Yeah.
So that's where you make up for your figures from other sets, is by Harry Potter.
Pretty much. Then you just gotta, like, make them look weird.
Yeah, you gotta change your hair off and stuff like that, so that's good.
All right. Anything else? Anything else you're watching, Ryan or Mickey? You guys into anything else recently?
We just started Cowboy Bebop 2 episodes in and having fun with it.
Yeah, I was disappointed to hear that it was taken away because I had fun with the show.
Yeah, it's definitely not as serious as I thought it'd be.
I know, right?
Yeah, so but I've enjoyed it so far for what it is.
I think that's what I liked. I like the tone of it. I like that it's not like slapsticky, and it's not like action-packed or actiony. Only actiony. It's something we're in the middle, you know.
Yeah, like them or hate them, every character kind of sticks to who they are.
Mm-hmm. I felt really bad for. Well, you haven't seen the end. Never mind.
I've seen two.
Right. So this week, as a quick aside, this week the boys have been home on Christmas break, so we've been trying to do everything each day with them. The first day I was pretty sick, and they went to go see Sing 2, which is a movie. They enjoyed it. They had fun. And the next day, I wanted to go, but Amy said, you know, you don't want to spread anything just in case. And because, you don't want to get kids sick. So I stayed home and they went bowling, and they have fun bowling. But as Amy, this was my conversation with Amy. She said, so next to us in the next lane was a family of little people and they were bowling. And Leander was going, Mom, look at this guy. Mom, because he doesn't know. Mom, look at this guy. Mom. And none of my family, she was trying to help Adonis bowl. None of my other family said anything like, we don't do that. So he did that for a few seconds. Like, we didn't do that, Mom. So she finally went there and said, you know, we don't do that. And he's just shorter than normal people or regular people. Two things. One, what do you think? I would like to talk to a little person, be like, what would you like in that situation? Would you like us to like go over and be like, I'm sorry, would you like to talk to this person? Or would you like just to ignore it? Like, what would you like? You know, I'd like to know what because I have no lived-in experience, obviously. I'm a huge man.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to know.
Hard to be.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I'm not. Like, but
his ego, Mickey's ego. It's just super huge. It's
huge, man. The other right. part of this was I asked Amy, she said there was a dad and two kids. And I said, how old were the kids? And she said, I couldn't really tell. And I laughed so hard. Because they're midget kids and you can't tell how old they are. It made me very sad for them. But also, it was an improper joke that she made without trying to make an improper joke.
Ooh, she did. She did on purpose.
Yes. Made me laugh a lot, though. Because like, how do you tell?
This is a conversation you should be having with Nick Haug. He would very much appreciate to be a part of this one.
Oh, okay. I'll forward it to him.
Yes. Like when you were talking about Amy doing the voice and stuff like that earlier. I was like, yeah, Mom, could you like just like write down what you're going to say and practice it so you get good at it? This improving thing just, it ain't for you.
No, that would be mean.
What's to have it come from a little kid and just like, yeah, I'm going to need you to practice more.
You want her kids to tell her to stop living, you know, her hopes and dreams?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of.
Well, guess what? It would be, if it came through them honestly, it would be okay.
Cut them out.
She was out cutting up all the boxes today, because of course we have a bajillion boxes now.
Yep. Yeah.
And Leander ran out and said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, you're doing the boxes. You're really good at that, and ran away. And then she ran back and said, oh, and I have lots of laundry in my hamper. You're really good at that, too.
Yeah, see? It's inside them. Jesus. It's inside them.
This kid's awesome.
But he didn't like just smack him upside the head and said, well, then learn to do it yourself, you little bastard.
I said, you're right. Your mom really is good.
That is a pure compliment. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's been construed as not more than that. Yeah.
It's like if Ryan's kid came up, Dad, you're really good at giving us money because, you know, it's what you do.
I'd be like, I would think yeah. it was a compliment. It's like, yeah, like thank you. I yeah, work hard to give you money.
And now, can you like get out of here? Because you're not good at anything. All the other stuff. You're like, oh,
seeing that would be mean.
All right. Do we have anything else before we talk about New Year's stuff? Do we have anything else before we talk about New Year's stuff?
Don't think so.
Oh. I'm saying, do you guys got any other thing to bring up before we talk about New Year stuff? Anything interesting? Anything you want to any sauna discussions or anything?
You could have used the sauna the other day when you were not feeling good.
I really wanted to go, and Amy was like, "You probably shouldn't go sit there in case there's other people." I was like, "Yeah, I'd probably get
there." Won't be anybody else. No,
there's always a few. Hey,
I did have a question for you, Dave.
Yeah.
When you went to the theater to see Spider-Man, was it pretty busy?
Half full?
Still trying to get my wife out there. It's still that full?
Yeah, dude, that movie is like made the most money.
Bajillion. Three bajillion, I think we're at right now.
Yeah. It's
I know
like,
last
yeah.
year it was still selling out during the week.
we had space between us and stuff like that. Like, I just made sure that we had, like, there was groups, you know, two or three, whatever, but they always had, like, everyone picking space between them, so it's like, it seemed more full than it actually was. But yeah, it was definitely full. Imagine was still full, because that was the first theater I was going to be like, hey, let's just go there, because it was starting at 3. And I was like, nope, sold out. And then I had to go to, went to Classic, went to Ryan's Hood, went to Champlin again, just because I was like, that place wasn't sold out to begin with.
That's closer.
They made money after you twice. Very nice.
I know, they did.
Yeah. Shit. There is something that happened today. Oh, we went to the Science Museum, and I thought we did the Omni Theater, you know, it had dinosaur stuff in it. I think they're really good. They could sit through movies and stuff, and this is 40 minutes of dinosaurs. And I thought, it's the Omni Theater. I'll probably hold their interest. It looks neat. Held their interest for about 10 minutes. And then they're like, this is boring. They keep talking. I'm like, yeah, I know. They're talking.
I hated it when I was a kid.
Did you really? I used to love the Omni Theater. Huh.
As an adult, but not as a kid, I ended up just sleeping underneath the seat.
Wow. I remember, I have fond memories of it.
I used to also get sick at it.
Oh, well, that's a big thing.
I liked the Omni Theater. I thought it was super fun back in the day.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we didn't have as much entertainment back then, and seeing a giant screen that goes all the way around you is kind of neat.
Right.
And now we're like, I get half of that at home anyways. Fuck you, Omni Theater.
Right.
But anyways,
And I don't have to wear underwear while doing it.
Hell, I didn't wear it. Anyways. Okay, so this is a year that happened, and some good things happened and some bad things happened. But give me one or two, not more, one or two movies that you really enjoyed this year. And it sucks because you got to go back for a long way to find all the shit that we watched this year. Because there's a lot of stuff that came up.
Go through all of them.
Oh God, there's so many.
What movies do we see each week?
Well, I know yours is going to be Fast 9 because you thoroughly enjoyed that, and I didn't think it was the strongest portion of the franchise. I'm sure it wasn't for to you. So
the part I liked best about Fast 9 was the 8 days prior to where I watched one movie a day for the first time ever, right before I saw that one on day 9.
It was day nine.
Ryan just got excited.
It was the Fast 9 for me.
That would be fun, actually. You're not wrong.
Me personally, I think because it made me feel like Dune. I thought Dune was my favorite one of this year, just because it was so long. It was long in the process of getting here, and then it was seeing things that I'm super, super familiar with, but done in a different way. So I'm just like, just different enough where I knew what was going to happen, but I didn't know why, the way it was going to look, any of the stuff. So that was really fun to see.
Yeah, Dune would be mine if my expectations weren't higher. Because I was, higher for where they'd end the movie. You know, I wanted more of the plot wrapped up, but it was still good. I'll give it that. Yeah, but there's a lot of shit that came out this year that you don't probably really remember.
Well, what did we see? I mean, I'm remembering Spider-Man, and I'm
because that was last week.
No, I'm going reverse chronological because that makes sense to me. I'm remembering the Eternals. I'm remembering Dune.
Shang-Chi was fucking great.
I remember Shang-Chi.
Some of us watched Venom. Some of us watched Suicide Squad.
That's good.
Some of us watched Fast 9.
Suicide Squad was on. We watched online, or I believed it.
Yeah, I'm not referring just to movie theaters. I'm talking about any type of movie release.
No, I'm not. Really. I'm just trying to remember better by.
Oh, Free Guy. Free Guy came out.
See, I really enjoyed Free Guy. I laughed a lot at it. So
I loved it.
I'm not sure it's number one or two, but it's probably close.
Free Guy was fucking great. Black Widow, was that this year too?
Yep.
Black Widow. Nobody was fun.
I don't remember Nobody. Did I watch that?
it's with Better Call Saul.
Yeah, you. That seems like a Mickey at Home kind of watch.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if anybody watched Red Notice. I don't think that's one of the top, but it was very good. I enjoyed it.
I saw it.
What else did I like?
Thunder Force. I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, there's just.
I mean, honestly, I felt like I didn't love many of the movies this year. We'll start there. Probably my number one. Like, I thought a lot of them were just like. There's a lot of big hitting titles. Like, they were like sort of already going to be big regardless of how good they were type shows.
Yes.
And then they all were like good for me, but like not amazing. They were all just kind of like solid. I think Free Guy would definitely be my number one because I really enjoyed watching it with you guys, and then I also watched it with the kids, and the kids really liked it.
Oh, that's good.
So I thought that one was super fun. So that one was a surprise hit for me, and I really liked it. The other ones, I would say, were all solid, but I wasn't blown away by any of them. That's my 2021 breakdown.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I didn't think any were oh my god, I watched that! But they were all good. So I had a hard. That's one of the reasons why I asked the question about movies right now because I wasn't sure which one would be my personal favorite. I think it might be Free Guy. I don't know for sure. But what I will say is, if you break down your one or two favorite streaming shows, there's a lot that I think kind of beat movies this year. I think streaming shows beat movies. That might be the first year I say that. And it goes back to WandaVision. I really enjoyed WandaVision.
As they did in Marvel. I mean, yeah. Marvel TV is much better.
Foundation. I thought Foundation was fucking great, dude. I really loved that show like a lot.
That's good. It was very good.
Is that a completed series? Or is
it's done. Yeah, no, it's done. Liar. No, it's over.
They're like, season one and they're making more, or no, season one they don't know yet.
Yeah, there's a bunch of books, so. But like that is one where it's like, you know, when shows you see the quality of them, you watch it and you're like, it's a fucking shiny ass fucking cost a lot of money show. Like that was an Apple show, and it you could see that it wore its money on its sleeve.
Yeah, Amy's was Hawkeye. She said she really enjoyed Hawkeye, and I agree. It was a really good show. It was fun. I wish it was a little longer. 6 episodes is tough to stomach when it's something you want to watch. But we also got Loki and some other things.
I would just on the so far. I got one show left, you know, but that may be my favorite Marvel offering of the year.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I mean,
and partially because it's good, and partially because some of the other ones let me down a little bit. But you know, like I'm not gonna say they're bad. I'm just saying, like, I think Hawkeye was a nice, true to tone type show.
I thought Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was hard.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, Ghostbusters hit. It hit really hard.
Right.
It hit super well in all the feels, but it wasn't like, haha, we're trying to make you feel some stuff. It just did it really, really well.
It was his own movie, and it filled all the nostalgia checkpoints, and it was its own good, fun movie.
Yeah, that might be my number one, too. Yeah, that was really good. Okay.
And the other part of it was I thought Marvel killed it this year, but I thought they did so because of their shows. If movies are kind of fun, transition into Phase 4 with Spider-Man capping them off wonderfully, Black Widow starting off wonderfully, kind of A in the middle. But the TV shows were, you know, killed it.
Yeah, that's where it was this year. I mean, I think I liked all their shows better than I like Eternals.
Oh yeah,
and I know Ryan did because of that
sex scene. that 8 seconds of like.
You talking about when Hawkeye?
Yeah, but Shadow and Bone also came out this year. That was good.
Right.
It wasn't amazing, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
Shadow and Bone.
Yeah. Wasn't the Bad Batch out this year?
Yeah, it was.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
I mean, I know people didn't like it or liked it. I thought fucking the super long Snyder Cut version of Justice League.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was one where it's just like, wow, this is fucking so long. But I was like, you know what? I'm done with it. I can be done with this now. I just watched the whole thing and I really enjoyed it.
It was better than the original cut.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
As far as shows, like sitcom shows, and I'm biased because I watched both seasons this year, but Ted Lasso was my... Season 1 was my favorite show.
That was last year.
It's not complete, though, so that makes it weird.
I know. So it's tough because Season 1 was an A+, and then Season 2 was an A-, I thought. It was good, but it focused a little bit too much on individuals instead of the collective, so I think it got away from where it was trying to be. But it was still very, very good. But I don't think it's top because if I put season one in there, but I can't.
Is there 3 seasons of that now?
Two.
No, 2.
Oh, okay.
It's the best show on television right now.
I think so. Well, yeah.
Sitcom wise,
by far. Yeah.
Yeah, for your standard half-hour sitcom.
Yeah, there's nothing close. I don't think.
Friends and Jerry Seinfelds and whatever's on network.
Well, what do you declare if sitcom? Because I don't know.
Half hours.
Yeah, let's look up our family show.
Situational comedy.
Yeah, sitcom clipping for situational comedy is a genre of comedy centered on a fixed set of characters who mostly carry over from week to week.
Okay, so it's mostly the com part I can buy. I don't know what the sit part means exactly. I mean, situation. Isn't everything a situation? But anyways, so it's a comedy.
He's a soccer coach at the soccer club every day. They're using the same room, same set every day. That's a situation. Right.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like how they would be a procedural would be that they would be doing the same jobs, but it's the same. You know, an exciting event happens. They solve whatever the problem is, the mystery, by the end of the show. They have grown as characters by the end of the show. And then they move on. Yeah, so each one is self-contained, but may have pieces of into. Yeah,
I see.
There's a lot of bleed over. And when they designed them, I bet you there was like it was more of like more set in stone. Like this is the situation. This happens. But you know, comedies become dramas, become situations. Yes.
Ruled.
Yeah. Right.
They had to feel certain, you know, needs for certain people at certain times of the day.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. That's definitely a really good show.
I liked Arcane, but I don't think it was amazing. I think it was a B plus.
I think just for the sheer like, I think it changed like the animated game, like because they put so much money in it and such good writing and stuff like that. Like I think they said like yeah like they have if they're gonna like make more animation and stuff like that, you can either go the route of being fucking ridiculous cheap animation, which is fine, but if you're gonna make it, I don't know if there's gonna be that middle ground of animation anymore. People are gonna, it's like where Marvel movies are, like there's gonna be huge tentpole movies and then smaller animation things, because it's like it's a screensaver when you watch that movie.
We
that
should go through these and give them our A to F ratings, because I give that one an A.
Which one is it?
Arcane. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing it had going against it for me was that it wasn't completed.
That's it? That's the only thing?
But otherwise, it was good.
It's up there in the top five shows of the year.
Oh, what? Army of the Dead. Army of the Dead was way early this year. I know. Wasn't it like March?
Yeah.
And I really like that movie. Or that movie. I thought it was also fun because we watched it together.
Yeah.
And you can kind of fucking, not really MST3K it, but you can actually comment on it if you want.
Yeah, if you wanted
to. Right, because we were making really jokes on it. We were just like going like, oh, that's fucking weird.
So what I feel about that show is that when you got into it, you knew that it wasn't ever going to try to be an A-plus show. Like, it was a solid design to never be called a film by anyone. But it then in that weight class, it was good. It's quite good. And I liked it too. I'm just saying, like it was what you thought it would be. And you know, it did a good job. But it was.
We are
like
what you thought we were.
We are what we thought we'd be.
Like we're, yep.
Playoffs?
Are we making references?
I think so.
Yeah.
R.I.P. John Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I liked the second one too. That was fun too.
Yeah. Speaking of that, like I guess he made such a, like whatever Zack Snyder made a huge deal with Netflix, which we kind of knew, and he had pitched a movie to Lucasfilm in like 2012 before it was bought up by Disney and stuff like that, and he wanted to do a movie. So now he's just basically taking the basic designs and they're readjusted the script and stuff, and are making a sci-fi movie. Yeah, he is making his own Star Wars. It's basically called Rebel Moon. And it looks fucking. He's put out a couple still shots, and you're like, it looks really cool. And you're like, man, if you just change those colors and be like, okay, they're not wearing red and black, they're wearing stormtrooper outfits, you'd be like, it's fucking Star Wars movie, but it's like his Star Wars movie, just like, which is gonna be cool because it's like, why would you not want to make? If you had a chance to make a Star Wars movie, you should always try.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what Quentin Tarantino's saying about Star Trek.
Yeah.
Let me do it.
And just put in another universe. I don't fucking care. Let's just do whatever. There's a multiverse.
There will be eventually, right?
Yep. Just make that would be sweet if Tarantino made the Star Trek, but made it in the fucking mirror universe, so everyone had goatees and shit. So you could still have all these same actors, but they're wearing the goatees and doing. They're all just assholes and stuff.
And they can be slightly different names because their parents were just a little bit off.
Yeah. Oh, what else did I get? Oh, so I got for myself, just because I wanted to, I got the LED lights that go behind the TV, and it has like a little camera on there, and you gotta calibrate it all, so that it all, like, the backlights all change color based on the scene of what the, what you're watching and stuff. Cool. It's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, isn't it?
Tiffany's all like
it's a light behind your TV.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, you basically backlight. It's good for your eyes, right? It's good for your eyes, Ryan. So, yeah, but it's all the LEDs, right? And then on the top, there's the camera, like where you position. You just have it go out and angle down. It's a fisheye lens, so then it then gets the whole screen, and then you go through the calibration process, make sure that the lights are going in clockwise or counterclockwise, and you know it takes a few minutes to do that. But then when you're watching it, yeah, like the screen, yeah, it took me 15 minutes.
All right.
But, yeah, so then it basically just, like, the color of the screen fucking hangs out, you know, like, goes out and kind of matches the situation that's on the screen. So, to test it out, I was, like, showing, because I did it in the middle of the night, I was, like, just doing this, so then the next day I could be like, but it is so badass when you're, like, watching Rogue One, and you're like, dark, and you just hear the footsteps, and you're like, turn up the volume, everything's running, all of a sudden Vader just goes, and it goes like, red light around the whole screen. You're like, it's so fucking cool, man.
Yeah, that is cool. Right. I'm actually trying to imagine how that would like affect this viewing experience. It seems very cool, but it's hard for me to imagine how it would. Like, it sounds like it could be either mind-blowing or medium or, like, useless, and I can't tell.
Well, because you could do a million things with it. You could just have it so it's just a light white around the screen. So if you're just watching shows, you can set it so it takes the picture of the screen and gives you, like, the color, the total color. It kind of figures out the math of what the ambient color would be. Or you could make it so it's like, here's the lightsaber, it's only in the upper right hand quadrant of the screen, so like that's red, the other screen is like black, so it's like, so it looks like the lightsaber's going off the screen and stuff. I think it's really cool, and it has not bothered me one bit, but just you know, but that's me.
Tiffany hates it.
Yeah, she doesn't hate it. She did hate it like when I was like setting it up so that Alexa could turn on everything, and I'll be like, okay, turn on this, you know, so you just say turn on the lights and it turns on all the lights, or like it's movie time and then it turns down the lights, turns on the backlight, turns on the TV, turns on all that stuff. So
okay. And we didn't even mention Spider-Man, which I think was really a high movie this year too.
Yes, it was really, really good. But Tiffany is in the boat of why Spider-Man movies always got to be so sad.
Yeah, it's true. I agree.
She's like, he's like the nice guy and he always gets shit on. And
it's,
I'm like,
true. You have to. It's required.
Okay. I didn't like that part of it either. I give it a solid B+. which is not bad. B+ is a fucking B+. So don't get me wrong.
Kids are gonna listen to this and they're gonna bring home B+s for schoolwork, and you're gonna be like, all right, I can't be mad at that, because B+ is good enough.
That's not bad.
All right.
No A.
I'm gonna give you 10 movies from this year quickly. Tell me a letter grade or NA if you didn't see it, which is probably gonna apply because most of these places are like, I'm artsy. Number 10 is The Worst Person in the World.
What's it about? Yeah.
Norwegian director. See, some people are trying to be too. A young woman who finds her way through existence. I'm going to go. I never heard of that.
NA. Yep. NA.
Yep.
Okay. Summer of Soul.
Never seen NA.
The Last Duel, which is something I wanted to see but never got around to.
Yeah, that was a. And those guys, Ben Affleck was even like, it's like big Marvel movies and stuff that are making so people don't see it. And I'm like, no, just fucking make a better movie and more people will see it.
Well, it's also marketing and it's timing. There's a lot that goes into it. So, but anyways, number 7 is The Green Knight, which is also a movie I wanted to see but never got around to.
What is this list from?
Green Knight was great.
Den of Geek.
What is it? By the top?
Top 25 movies of 2021 by this douchebag who likes to think he's an elf special.
The Green Knight was very good.
Yeah, it's on my list to watch.
It was worth
so,
it.
So, I think you're the first person to see a movie on this list so far. Number 6, Licorice Pizza.
Don't know it.
It's a coming-of-age comedy.
Oh, that's a Paul Thomas Anderson one. Yep. Like the Boogie Nights guy, yep. The Magnolia guy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's on my list of things to see that I'm... probably going to have to watch them at night when everyone's sleeping because no one's going to want to watch it.
All right, so we're still one for 30 or whatever. Number five is Bo Burnham's Inside.
I watched that.
That was wonderfully done. Loved the whole thing, start to finish.
Give me a letter, really, Greg. It was B plus. Like, okay, Bo Burnham can be a little much after a while.
He's full of himself.
I give it a B minus, maybe a C plus. Okay.
Like, he can be a little much. Yeah.
I appreciated the highs, and then the rest seemed kind of average. Yes. Okay. So. Anyway,
I watched it with my wife and daughter, who are watched it for their second and third time.
Oh, sure.
Into it, and they're singing all the songs, and made it much better.
I can see that. West Side Story, which me and Tiffany still haven't seen, but it's on our list to see.
Right, I have not seen
movie
it.
That we'll never see.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
I watched that on HBO.
Did
that
you?
Was pretty good. Yeah. I would say B, but, you know. It's about the Black Panthers.
This list is terrible. Belfast is number two.
Belfast.
I'm sure these are great movies.
Like Ireland, yes.
Foreign films.
And number one was Dune.
Yeah, that's.
And then it says Reader's Choice after it, which means that his readers also agreed with it.
They must have also picked Dune.
These lists are terrible. This is why you don't look at it.
That didn't have any of the Marvel movies?
No. Number 25, I didn't go up high enough. I did see 25 was Black Widow, so.
B.
For Black
Widow. See, I wonder.
Let's look at Empire. Empire's top 10. Here we go. Another round. Titane, Mitchell's vs. the Machines, Palm Springs, Spider-Man, West Side Story, Nomadland, Minari, Sound of Metal, and Dune. Wow, Dune is taking the fucking all the lists here. And I think if the second one had come out the next day, it would probably be up there, like, number one.
Mm-hmm. I like how they ended it.
You did?
No, I liked the whole thing except for like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I love the rest of it. I didn't love that. All right, last one. This is Good Morning America's. Summer of Soul is number 9. Dune is number 8. Drops dramatically.
Oh. Whoa, rude.
The Lost Daughter, The Tragedy of Macbeth, Coda, Licorice Pizza, Belfast, West Side Story, and The Power of Dog. See, now, I think what you should do, somebody should go through and analyze all of these and find, like, the median high one and then throw out all the ones that people are like, I'm super artsy and I love this one.
All right, Ryan, that's our new
That's
app.
Your job. Please do so.
A way to, like, make us get more and more boring. Just, like, average out everything.
Oh,
and
no,
only
no,
take
no.
The-
Come back next week and we'll then tell us what you got.
Yeah. Could be some surprises though.
All right, well, I'm done. You guys talk. I'm done fucking talking for the night.
I've been watching The Witcher season 2. I really, really like it.
I can't. I will. Amy hasn't decided if she wants to watch it with me. She won't, so I should just watch it.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. It's pretty fucking gory, dude. It is like dark fantasy.
Yeah, she'll never watch it.
And there's a lot of fucking in it, Ryan. I don't know if you're cool with that.
I'm good with that.
Sit down
like,
with
the
your
best
kids
part is, like,
and watch The Witcher season 2.
And he's like, I'm sterile, and I'd live for, like, you know, 200 years. So they, what else are you going to do? Kill monsters, get paid, do some fucking.
Yeah, I think that looks kind of fun. But is it complete after season 2?
Yeah, it's the last season.
Lies! Well,
hey, I'm going to tell you that every time you ask because you have a ridiculous fucking request.
I just want to know. I mean, that's all I'm saying is.
Right. The first season is a complete book of short stories, which they're all connected. And it would be fun to see if Ryan can follow them because Ryan's really observant most of the time. Ryan's really observant most of the time unless he gets distracted for like 10 seconds and then he might not. He'd be like, whoa, what happened?
Not only could he follow them, but he'd find the little nuances in it that. What? I'm just talking. What the fuck? What's wrong?
I know you, Chris.
What
are you talking about?
I don't know.
You guys, you know, Chris. I do.
I'm simply saying, It is a hard series to follow because they jump between three timelines.
I remember you guys talking about it, and I remember saying it was very confusing. I'm just saying that to be socially supportive of the conversation, though I still know what the fuck you're doing, Chris.
And I think that you'd be like, oh, I see a tint of white in this one. That means we're in the second timeline. And I remember this girl. She's the one that likes to fuck. She's in the third time. I think you'd be pretty good at it. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yes.
Well, that's good.
It is one that you, if you're not actively paying attention, you could easily, like, look away, go walk and be like, oh, I'm going to go fucking throw a load of clothes in. And you come back 2 minutes later and you're like, the fuck is going on here?
That's what
they're doing that again in season two?
No. Season two is now follows, there's a series, there's five books in the arc.
Okay.
So now they're going, like, they're taking a little things, like Wheel of Time, like taking a little bit from little things, but they're basically going like book one, book two, book three. Yeah. But cool. It's I really like it, so
I'm excited to see it.
All right,
it's just it's on the list.
Yeah. What else should we talk about before we call it a new year?
Ryan, is there any cool Magic news? Because I thought I saw something about Magic the Gathering, but come on, Ryan.
I'm not a news fan. Although I did see Cobra Kai new skins on Fortnite, so that informed me that Cobra Kai was coming out soon. and it's not that I'm playing Fortnite a ton. I just played one game with Leo tonight.
Sure you did.
That's what it was. Oh, this was like a double. This is a Ryan's two worlds combining. Cobra Kai cast members. Basically, whatever, those two guys that were friends, whatever, Hawk and whatever the other guy. The guy was his friend and is no longer his friend, and now they're friends again. They basically had giant tournaments the whole time. Dimitri. They'd basically be playing for hours and hours and hours, and they'd have their own their little tournament systems, and they'd be like, oh, this, it, so.
For what? Just let you Fortnite?
Know. Magic the Gathering.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I read that article, but I wouldn't have considered it magic news.
Well, I'm saying, I try to find things to keep Ryan entertained, because Ryan shows up, he shows up every once in a while, so we want to keep him, entertained while he's here.
You got the honeypot, remember? We talked about this. When Ryan is here, because he's a very busy man, and I appreciate it, he doesn't blur out the background of his of his room, so he can see all the naked women. Uh-huh. Standing in the back. Oh, you put them on the ground now. The naked women on the ground.
I think we might have sold them, actually.
I see feet.
Who bought some random dude who's in a dirty old white man?
Can you keep the dress on her? Keep the dress on her.
And Ryan's like, I guess we can buy them.
We did put it in the post, no questions asked.
That was sticky.
Can I use the black light on them? No. You could not use a black light on them.
All right. We'll leave then. Cool. Thanks, everybody, for a fun year. I enjoyed my time, and sometimes I did not enjoy my time, but I mostly enjoyed my time. What did you guys think this year? Did you mostly enjoy your time?
mostly enjoyed my time. That year that was.
I don't know what that means.
It was just another year, there's no real big highs this year, but there's no big lows this year.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, but okay.
I'm going to give it a B+.
I'm going to give it a C-.
I mean, I think most years are pretty decent.
Give me a highlight for your year. Give me a highlight for your year. Something that happened or you did this year that you are like, this is a highlight for me. I count this as a highlight.
See, that's not how I...
Shut up. Answer the question.
I just want to say, I generally have continuous happiness, some sort of
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Whoa, we reached the summit.
Fine. Tell me something notable you did this year, then, you son of a bitch. You got a new job. That's something.
I got a new job. In the face. That was pretty
this
notable.
Guy can't even answer a question.
That was pretty notable.
Yeah. A job you hate.
I don't hate my job.
Mitsubishi. Let's see.
tell me something notable. Tell me something notable.
Okay, no problem. I rediscovered my fucking lug of Lego, and I got into it deep. Any other questions?
Right.
He's prepared that shit.
Yeah, no, I just came up with it.
Off the top is fucking up.
Let's see. Chris, and myself went to go see No Time to Die, and there was an attempt
we almost died.
That's a fucking irony, but then it switched it, and Mickey goes, fuck you, motherfuckers, I'm out.
And you know what my favorite part of that story is? I've still not seen that movie.
Nope, I haven't seen it. I'm waiting for a time. It's actually in my thing to be like, you know what? I'm going to make it happen. We'll make it happen. I'll be like, Mickey, I need to watch it with this guy. And I need to... Hey, has anyone seen my phone? Officer, have you seen my phone?
Just whip it. See, that's kind of a highlight. Dave gotten to be involved in a drive-by shooting. Or a walk-by shooting.
A walk-by. Pop, pop! They were like, hey, can we just see this movie now? Nah, you got to go. Oh, no, what was it? Yeah, we got to go. I'm like, okay, then you gotta go, right? No, that means you gotta go. I'm like, what?
Oh, we didn't say that. Dumb pig. Oh, wait, I mean...
Ooh, you see Ryan? He got a little hate behind his eyes.
Well, I did miss a point. I should have asked the cop if he knew Ryan's sister.
Just like, whoa, are you talking about the Thomas chick? We've all seen her.
So anyways, Dave's got one. Mine was fucking easy as peasy.
You rediscovered your love of Legos. Yeah. That was yours.
Oh, that's and
I think that's a good one.
I've spent countless hours trying to do fun stuff. And the plural of Lego is Lego.
It's Lego, yeah. It's hard for, you know, kids are just instantly put S's at the end of it. I'm like...
That's how I remember it. I think I might just stick with it and not care if it's right.
I use it for the layman so that they don't get confused. So I'll use it with you.
So we're supposed to play, do you like to play with all sorts of different kinds of Lego?
Yeah. But, you know, you do you. What about you, Mickey? What was one of your things that was fun and awesome? And don't give me no jibba-jabber about it. I'm always high.
ups and downs are kind of all... as I said, they're kind of... rode this year along, but Jess really struggled, so when he struggles I struggle.
Yeah.
My son. But the highlight was 12-day trip to go see him playing disc golf in 12 different states over or 9 different rounds. 12 rounds in 9 different states, going to see Jess for that time doing it with him.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, it was.
So now that you got some examples, Ryan, do you got one?
No.
Oh my god, I hate this guy.
Every day, I love.
Alright, this fucker.
I do something little with. I play a game with the kids, watch a show with the kid, go on a walk with my wife. All those little things, I like every one of them. They're not like. They don't raise to noteworthy, you know? You don't write home about it, but I like it all.
What about your trip to Mississippi? Was that noteworthy?
It's probably noteworthy. See, I'm just not good at noting things. Other people would find that interesting, yes. So it's noteworthy. And it was interesting. It was interesting to take a road trip. I actually think the road trip was the most memorable part, just like listening. Like, I know all the songs from that time. Like, you know what I mean? I could sing half of them because we just listened to XM radio the whole time. See, look at Chris is getting bored. He's like, oh, it's not.
No, I've been looking for 10 minutes to fucking find a way to disable you from the call, but I think Dave made it so I can't, because ever since you were like, I don't think of world that way. I think of world in zeros and ones, and they're all even, so fuck you, motherfucker.
Sorry, I just enjoy everyday little things.
No shit you do. Everybody does. I'm also saying sometimes something happens in your life that's notable. Like, we went to Disney. We went to goddamn Louisiana. That would have been a good one. The road trip to Louisiana was really fun. That would have been a great one.
Yeah, it was tied with, like, playing video games with Leo last night. Right. You know,
Just had to speak Ryan and pull it out of him in the right way.
So, me and Dave will be back next year. Mickey will come when he can. We'll see everybody next year. Have a good 2021, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.